This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us, and just as a public service announcement, Nestle's, this is another recall, and voluntary recall. So they're ready-to-bake Nestle Toll House Stuffed Chocolate Chip Cookie dough with fudge filling was recalled because there was a potential of presence of white plastic pieces in it.
Okay.
Then there was a few months before that, they had some batches that had food grade rubber pieces in it. No kidding. And then the current one, which has just been released, is it has wood chips found inside the chocolate chip cookies. So class, these are three cases where the employees are not paying attention. Okay? If there's machinery that has, rubber parts, someone was derelict in their duties and didn't look and, wait, there used to be a rubber boot there. I guess it's in the cookies. Maybe they didn't grind the cellulose up enough and then there's, larger chunks of wood in the chocolate chip cookies. Or some plastic part of a machine broke off and little piece of plastic in the cookies. People are not paying attention. That's what that is. Now, I just want to let you know. So,
yeah.
That's Nestle's Toll House Cookies and the Break and Bake Bar Products. That's what they call it. So, Frank, I wanted to read very quickly three very, very short ads that were on Facebook Marketplace about appliances. Okay, so one of them is, and it says washing machine. Good condition. It has a turbulence when you wash bulky items. I didn't want to mess with it, so I bought a new one. I believe there is an imbalance. That's one. Another one. Bosch 300 series washer and dryer. Used like new. Bosch 300 series washer and dryer, 3 years old. I'm selling it because I'm not a fan of ventless dryer because they take longer to dry. Selling it as a set. And wants $300 for it. So this guy bought a ventless dryer. What was he thinking, right? Next one, washing machine. Used, fair condition. It's a Kenmore. It's a top load. Works great overall. However, the motherboard needs to be replaced due to occasionally not working properly. At times, it works perfectly, and at other times, it has a mind of its own. This can be replaced. However, it's not something we're interested in doing. So here's a guy that says it works great overall, except when it doesn't work. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I guess you see this all the time, right?
Yeah. It's a bit unbelievable what the industry is making for appliances this day. That's why you have to, whatever you have, if it's an old appliance and it's a good appliance, a good brand name, even though sometimes it's hard to say good money after bad money, but if you're appliance repairman and if you have an honorable appliance repairman and if he says, excuse me, but you'll never get a machine like this, it's going to be this much repair, do it. Because, this weekend I installed a dishwasher and the whole same concept, two people to bring the old dishwasher in, I brought the new dishwasher in myself. I mean, why? Where did all this weight disappear to, eh?
Yeah. So, well, yeah. I talked to a guy who sold appliances back in the 90s, mm-hmm. and he said the appliance manufacturer spent a lot of time engineering ways to reduce the material used to make the appliances.
Yeah.
So they, if you look at the frame of a dishwasher, it is as flimsy as can be.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. It can hardly stand up by itself.
Yeah.
And until it's screwed into the cabinetry, it's flimsy. It wobbles. Is that right?
Vince, I'm so glad you said it took me a half an hour to put this dishwasher in and setting it all up without the door hitting the part of the frame. Because if I tighten the screw a little bit more this way, this is what for our students to understand. Sometimes you have dishwashers that it's a marble top, so you can't just screw straight up, which is the classic way of doing. You have to do it on the sides. Eh? So what happens is that a little bit of pull here, a little bit of pull on the side, that's how flimsy this dishwasher was, that just one little, half a little turn of a screw, and the door would stick to the frame of the dishwasher. Now, I was saying to myself, here's how, if the customer, and I'm so sorry that I'm not open to advice and people asking me, what should I buy? But here's the dishwasher. Most dishwashers have four leveling systems, two in the front, two in the back. When I took this dishwasher out of the box, guess what? There's two in the front, but one in the center. The other two, like the sides on the back, there was no support there. And I'm saying, I mean, how much more cheap can you make these things?
That's like having a three-legged chair. You need four legs. You really do. And the saying that we have here at our farm is, you know, we work on all makes of vehicles. And I guess this is my saying. If it takes four bolts to put it together, Ford can do it with three.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm really saying is it can't be done. It's flaky. It's flimsy. It's substandard. Mm-hmm. And it saved, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 50 cents for that extra bolt.
Yeah.
But you really need, imagine having a refrigerator with three legs.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't work.
No.
A washing machine with three legs. It doesn't work.
Yeah. No. Yeah, so it's very frustrating. And one of the things that always gets to me, too, is when you read these reports about how Amazon they never really tell you the most important part, how is it manufactured, where was it manufactured, and what are you going to get out of the way? Yeah, and I don't know why they do their testing. Yeah, wash it. Oh, 56 decibels, hardly any noise. Well, I mean, why is there no noise? There's got to be a bit of noise if there's something going to work decent. I can see having insulation. I can see it making. But it's just one of those things that it's if you could know, for example, next time you're going to buy a dishwasher, don't be afraid to go on your knees and look underneath and see if it's only three legs and just say, nope, I don't. That's
or just open the door and say,
exactly. Hey,
this thing floats. It's lightweight. You know, class, I was looking at images of Hawaii and these burned out carcasses of cars and houses. And here's what I saw. And I paid particular attention to it. So there were houses that were burned to the ground, wood structures, but, you know, the appliances were still there. But some of the washing machines didn't have fronts on them.
Wow.
Some of the washing machines didn't have tops on them. And that's because they were plastic. The tops were plastic, and they burned and volatilized. The fronts of some washing machines volatilized. If you look at some of the vehicles, where's the hood? Where did the hood go? Where did the front bumper go?
Yeah.
Well, the front bumper was plastic. The rear bumper was plastic. The rear quarter panels were plastic. The hatch on the van's plastic. Not all of them, but the newer ones. The newer ones. Or they were aluminum and melted. So, seriously, what Frank is saying is it used to take two guys to put the appliance in, and it takes two guys to take the old one out, but it only takes one guy to put it, you know, put the new one in, because the new one weighs half as much as the old one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's absolutely positively true, including hot water heaters.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I don't know. It's so therefore, Minimax regret, if you have a good appliance, take care of it. Going back to the nail in the washing machines, just a review, a front uploader, one with a lid on top. Just look around, see if you see anything shiny. The front loaders, there's two places that you need to be very careful. One of them is obviously in the top. And there's no harm after you take your clothes off to take a second look, Minimax regret. And if you want to, you can even give it a little zip of that inner top to see if it's going around reasonably smooth. Eh? But there's another place in front loaders that I've had to change a number of times, and that is in the rubber gasket that separates the inner drum from, or the outer drum from the inner drum, and so on, so the water doesn't come out. What happens is a little screw will get in there, and if you don't look for it, that little screw, as it washes and washes, will eat away, all of a sudden, water on the floor. And there's not, you can't put a little cement and protect repair the hole. It's a whole new rubber gasket in front. It's about almost a 2 hours job. And so you can see there's a bit of an expense there. But why? If you had just put your hand Minimax regret and saw that little screw in there and took it off, bang. That machine would last you another many, many years.
Frank, I have I had a friend, and he was in the drywall installing business, you know, sheetrock. Mm-hmm. And so he would, cut and nail the sheetrock onto studs, and then he would spackle it. He'd get spackle all over himself. He'd get his socks, his shirts, his pants, and his wife would wash his clothes every day. And plenty of spackle on him. And what happened was he would wear out a brand new, I'm talking about a heavy-duty agitator washer, the kind they used to make, mm-hmm. in 2 years because of the abrasiveness of the spackle, which is, it's got like sand and mm-hmm. it's got some kind of a cement. And, it's abrasive. So when it gets dissolved in the water, when he's washing or when the clothes are being washed, it would tear up the water pump. It would tear up the seals. Now, that being said, do you recommend for washing clothes, get that stuff off the clothes before you wash them? And in the same line of thinking, with dishwashers. So, you can take, if you have, let's say a person has spaghetti, and the dishes sit in the sink for an hour, and the spaghetti and the sauce and whatever's left on the dishes, vegetables, gets hard, just throw them in the dishwasher and let the dishwasher, fight with it. Or what we do is immediately upon using dishes and utensils, the utensils go into a bucket where they soak, and then I scrub them with a bristle brush to get any food that's stuck on them off, and the plates I scrub, and then I put them in the dishwasher, and the dishwasher seems, I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm thinking, it's been going darn close to 15 years now.
Wow. When we come back, I'll have answers for both those questions.
Yeah. And am I wasting my time?
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, it's delightful broadcasting with our instructors. And I sent a copy. I don't know if they all got it. But the rankings of USA Preparers has steadily been increasing. And I think more and more people are paying attention to us. And on Saturday, I happened to go into the kitchen. There's a computer in there where we do a little bit of research during the day. And I went to the Internet just to see what's happening with reruns. And who's ranking where with reruns. USA Preparers ranked number 6, S-I-X, nationally on Saturday in reruns, podcasts. So our broadcast being rebroadcasted throughout the weekend, ranked number 6. Now, I believe it's a result of all of the efforts of your instructors preparing for class. Okay, it's all of the instructors, all of their combined efforts pushed us up to number 6. Now, we're not always number 6, but it happened over the weekend, and I was absolutely stunned that people are listening to the kinds of things that we talk about. You know, the GDP really isn't interested in this. It's too hard. It's too hard to pay attention and you know, be in school. But, you know, and I was impressed. So, Frank, did you get a copy of that?
Yes, I did, and I was very impressed to be part of the team. And, but I should say that Thursday's class with Kyle, I mean, I've listened to that thing 3 times. That was a great, great class. And for our students who haven't missed that, go and re listen to it. It was a very, very, very interesting class.
It's Kyle talked about what you need to get right now. Right,
it was right in there. See, what I love about all our instructors, I guess including myself, we're not talking from paper. We're saying, like, you could see that Kyle actually does those things and believes in them. You know, and it makes it so much, you know, interesting because he's saying from his heart. Eh? He's just like, it's like me right now. I've been in the appliance repair business for almost 40 years. What I'm saying is from my heart. What I'm saying is from experience. And I'm hoping that with what I say, our students can benefit from repairing themselves or from being spending, I guess I want to say gouge, but I don't know if that's a good word to say, by other appliance repair person. Because if you know what's happening, then you can be in line of what someone is telling you what is actually wrong with it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Class, and just for those of you who are new, your instructors arrived because many of them have arrived because they've called in, and I liked what they had to say, how they said it, the how cogent they were, the way they expressed themselves, their depth of knowledge, and their ability to communicate it. And that's what happened with Frank. That's what happened with Gwyneth. That's what happened with Kyle. And many other instructors. So that's how it happens, and that's how students become instructors. They're passionate about the subject matter that they want to share.
Yeah.
So back to washing machines and dishwashers.
Yes, back to washing machines. Okay, to answer back the question, because I do like to. In the olden days, I don't know if you did dishes by hand, but my mom always said, do the clean ones first. That is, when you're washing dishes in a little bowl, you do the cutlery, and you just keep going down till the dirtiest plates. Is that the way you were taught how to do dishes?
Absolutely. And not to wait. You know, you don't have to wait till tomorrow to do today's dishes because it's way harder tomorrow than it is when the food is not, you know, cemented to the plates.
The reason why I'm saying that is when you're washing, I'm going to recommend that you do the reverse. Do the washing with your dirtiest clothes first. I mean, you're always going to reuse new water, but the reason for that is it's only really that water that's going through that machine that's going to clean all the parts, all the guts, the pump, all the guts, bottom of a washer. So if you, instead of saying, oh, I'm going to do my whites first, and then I'm going to do my husband's overalls, which is full of drywall grease. Well, do it the other way, and you'll be helping when it comes down to it.
We've learned anything from recent news. It's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A Hawaii congresswoman who represents Maui, calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the first line of defense. Former Vice President Mike Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press and says his former boss got bad advice from a group of crackpot lawyers.
Frankly, this group of lawyers that were allowed to counsel the president, tell him what his itching ears long to hear.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Seattle tomorrow to talk about climate change. She will be joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff. A flash mob robbery under investigation in L.A. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered a Nordstrom there and left with about $60,000 to $100,000 worth of merchandise. Corey Myers, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
You know, class, I'm leaving the farm for a day, and that's in, well, it's this month, August 26th. I will be speaking at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. The website, Ozarks.com. OzarksHomesteading.com. It is Friday and Saturday, August 25 and 26th, in Marshfield, Missouri. It's like 20-something miles from our farm. And for those, and some of the guests at this expo are going to be staying at the campground at our farm. So we're going to have a little get-together on Saturday night. After the expo, we're going to sit around the campfire. We're going to be cooking some of our beef. It'll be a small charge for it, if you'd like, about what you'd pay for McDonald's. So it'll be a beverage and some of our beef, and you can have dinner with us and sit around the campfire and talk about preparedness at a even more in-depth level. So there's no charge for sitting around the campfire. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you certainly may, at a small charge just to cover our costs. And if you'd like to camp with us and stay at the farm while you're attending the Ozarks Homesteading Expo, you can do that. And you can go to HipCamp, HipCamp.com, and you can look up Natural Farms. That's the name of our farm, Natural Farms, and you'll find us. Or you can go to our website, Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, Natural Farms LC, not LLC, LC.com, and that can show you, you can see the farm, and you can click on a link to take it to HipCamp and book your reservations. So I'm looking forward to speaking. I'll be talking about how you can start your own business, any business that you want, and you can take extreme tax deductions. Extreme. Extreme. I've been challenged by, I've challenged CPAs to tell me what I'm saying is incorrect. And they say, no, you're absolutely right. But you take it right to the edge. And of course I do. Of course I do. It's my money. Why would I send more funds than I have to be squandered by those who want to take it from us? Right? So I'll be talking about that and, I'll entertain any questions you have about preparedness. Any questions, any topic about preparedness. I'm prepared for that because I live this lifestyle. Frank, so getting back to pre-washing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, I do it because I don't want to clog up the pump, the plumbing, etc. with, food that has been loosened off the plates and utensils. Same thing with the washing machine. I try to make sure that I don't have chunks of mud and so forth going into the washing machine. Do you believe that it lasts, or helps the equipment last longer, or am I just wasting my time?
Well, Vince, when there's a dishwasher problem and it's because of food particles, I very nicely ask for a paper towel. I put it on top of the dish, where the dishwasher is, on top of the counter, and I slowly take every little particle that's in that dishwasher, and I just take it along, and oh my, all that inside my dishwasher. What I'm trying to do is not be funny. What I'm trying to say is, like, if you had taken care of your dishes while you're putting your dishes in the dishwasher, this olive pit would not be here, this little bone of chicken would not be here, and so on and so on and so forth. I love what you're doing from my perspective, because I also know that a dishwasher has an element that heats the water, because some dishwashers will not do much until the water is a certain temperature, and that's because of the detergent and washability. My recommendation is, but this obviously is if you're having a big dinner, as the dishes are being put in the dishwasher, just open the hot water tap and just rinse those dishes over the tap running, and use your hand, use a little brush, whatever it is, but get that stuff out of your things. You're doing two things. First of all, depending on your house, sometimes it can take about 3 or 4 minutes before you actually see hot water at the tap. So by doing that, you're allowing that hot water to come in, so that when the dishes is all in the dishwasher and you turn that dishwasher on, guess what? You're going to get 140 degree temperature of water into the dishwasher. The element in the dishwasher, which only works on 120 volts as opposed to your hot water element, which works on 240 volts, and for the class, whenever you double the voltage, you decrease the current by half, and current is what you pay for. So you're going to be saving yourself money. Now, obviously, if you're a one-person operation and you just put a dish, one cup here and a plate there, it's what you do is absolutely perfect. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we do, Frank. So,
yeah.
For example, we use the hot water. First of all, right after the meal is over,
mm-hmm.
we work on the dishes, okay? So
yeah.
we scrub them down, and
yeah.
We run the hot water. And then we get the hot water, which is heated in our house. It happens to be heated by an outdoor wood furnace.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very inexpensive for us to heat
mm-hmm.
hot water. But
yeah.
when the hot water gets to, when we're done rinsing the dishes, we use the hot water tap, which dispenses cold water until the hot water reaches the faucet. When it reaches the faucet, then we're ready to turn on the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So we use the wood stove to heat the hot water rather than use the electric 120 volt element that you're talking
mm-hmm.
about at the bottom of the dishwasher
wow.
cabinet. So the idea is why you're going to have to heat the water somehow, otherwise the dishwasher won't work. It
That's
will not
right.
come on until that water's heated mm-hmm. to the temperature it thinks it needs to be, which is pretty hot. So you can heat it with your natural gas water heater. You can heat it with your electric hot water heater. You can heat it with your propane hot water heater. You can heat it with your wood hot water heater. But the wood is going to be the least expensive if wood is free. Then natural gas would be the next least expensive. And then propane would probably be the next. And then electricity is going to be the most expensive. So why heat the water in the dishwasher with the most expensive way of doing it when you don't have to?
Exactly. And you'd be surprised how many people don't know that there's an actual heater in that dishwasher that comes on. I mean, obviously, having a current, one of those clamp-on current meters, so you would see right away it's about 8 things. But that being set aside, next time you're looking at your dishwasher, look at the label and look at the current that actually it's designed for. You'll be surprised. Well, that's great that you do. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's quite, yeah. So as for dishwashers, I think when you wrote back to me with the email, you said you had a great secret of a freezer, and I don't know how much time we have, and if we don't finish today, because I hear that USA Prepares Board of One has voted that I come every Monday.
Well, no, we had a board of directors meeting. And after you were on the first time, I called for a board of directors meeting to see, what the board thought about you coming on again and again and again. And it was unanimous, Frank. The entire board supported you coming on and being a regular Monday instructor for the second, hour and a half.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
It was unanimous.
I do offer, and there will be many other topics, because I know I do heating, air conditioning, appliance, and water systems. So, like, it's endless, the information between you and I can have. And of course, you always amaze me how much you know. So it's such a pleasure talking with you in a one-to-one basis. So, for example, like, you know that there's a heater and a dishwasher. Now, like, I mean, not many people know that, huh?
Frank, it's the first thing you see when you open the dishwasher door and pull out the bottom rack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right there.
It's right there.
But
I totally agree with you, but you'd be surprised how many people don't know that that's an element. So they will put sometimes a plastic container right on the bottom there, and then they say, there's a smell is coming from my dishwasher. And you go crazy trying to find out where the smell coming from, because meaning they think it's a burnt wire and it's going to catch fire and the house is going to go on fire. And then all of a sudden you realize, there's a bit of plastic over this heating element. Mm-hmm. Have you destroyed any plastic containers? Like, this one. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So, Frank, you were talking about the freezer. And here's what, class, this is real interesting, I think. It was like 100 degrees here, day after day after day, like weeks. And our freezers were, chest freezers, were running wide open throttle, okay? and 24 hours a day. And so I took the non-contact thermometer, and I checked the temperature of the compressor, 177 degrees. Now, that is like darn close to the temperature of the an engine under the hood of your car. Darn close. And I didn't like it at all. So what I did was I took a small fan and an equipment fan, one that would cool like a computer rack of the 1980s. And I took the cover off the access panel of the chest freezer, and I aimed this fan. I hooked it up to an extension cord, put a plug on the little fan. This is a 4.5-inch fan, 4.5 inches. And I aimed it at the compressor, and I was able to get the compressor temperature to come down from 177 degrees when it was operating to 101 degrees Fahrenheit. That's a 76 degree delta. And I really like the idea of that compressor running it at 100 degrees rather than 177 degrees.
Yeah.
So I experimented with a box fan. I experimented with a small fan. And ultimately, I decided what I would do is I'd modify the access panel, which is a rectangular panel with some vents in it, some louvers. And I literally used a hole saw, a 4-inch hole saw, cut out a round hole, and drilled 4 holes to mount the fan. On the outside, I'd rather put it on the inside, but the fan was a little too big to fit inside that compressor compartment. So I put the fan on the outside, and I wired the fan such that it would come on when the compressor came on. There's a white wire and a yellow wire, and those are the 120 volt wires in the chest freezer. So now when the thermostat comes on and says the compressor should kick on, it also kicks on this fan. And it blows air through the compressor compartment, and it cools off the entire compressor. And the efficiency, I believe, I haven't proven this yet, but I believe that I improved the efficiency by doing this by 25 to 33%. I think I'm using that much less electricity. I believe that.
Oh, I would agree with you totally, because, I mean, you're cooling the compressor, you're cooling the refrigerant, Vin, oops, we're going to a commercial. When you would come back, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about
and,
this. Because of this non-contact temperature sensor, I want you to explain to people. I have one. They used to be very expensive, but let's talk more about it then.
Sure. Sure. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Yeah.
It's a really important tool, especially in today's climate change, this violent climate.
Airlines
change.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay this discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco. And we're talking about appliances, and Frank mentioned non-contact thermometers. Frank, did you ask me to describe what a non-contact thermometer is and how I use it?
Yes,
or did you
I do. And we don't have that much more time because I'm looking at my watch. But I want to let people know, at one time, those things were like $200-$300. Now, you look at Amazon, you can probably buy them for $50. But tell me how they work and how many times you use it. It's just amazing. It's a beautiful tool to have.
Yeah. Class, I use it every day, literally.
yeah.
We have, I'm very serious. I want to know. I'm curious about so many things. So I bought one for about $20. We have two. We have one that I use in the barn. We have another one that our son uses in the shop. So this is a device. It's kind of like a taser-shaped thing. And it has a display that you look at while you hold it. So think of it like a pistol. And has a display and has a little trigger. And you aim it, it's handheld, you aim it at the item you want to know the temperature of. And you just squeeze the trigger. Now, some of them have laser pointers. I don't think you need that. And I really don't like the idea of a laser because you could blind somebody with it. Or you could blind an animal with it. But what you can do is, in my case, I want to know what's the temperature of the outside skin of a chest freezer. So I just aim it at the chest freezer, and I check the front, the back, the left side, the right side, the lid. I want to know. I want to know if it's leaking. I want to know if cold is any of these sides are cold or hot, and I want to know how the tubing is arranged in the skin of the chest freezer. And then I open the chest freezer, and I want to know the temperature. I want to know the sides. I want to know the middle. I want to know. Where there are some voids, and I can check, lower in the chest freezer. I want to know. I want to know if the unit is working properly and our foods are being frozen properly. And then I use it for things like disc brakes. sometimes I wonder, you know, are my brakes working okay in my truck? So after I come back and I've just, you know, stopped several times, immediately I take out the non-contact thermometer and I aim it at the disc rotors. And I look at the left front and the right front. They should be about the same temperature. If there's a major difference, like 30 degrees, one of the brakes is not working properly. And I check both rears and see if they're about the same temperature. If they're not, something's wrong. I do the same thing with trailers, trailer brakes. And I check trailer hubs after I've used them to see if the bearings are operating properly. And it's an instantaneous identification of a potential problem. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you can use it on a hot day, you can aim it at the walls in your house. And you can say, well, this wall is 78 degrees, this one's 78, this one's 85. That means that you've got an insulation problem where it's 85 degrees. On cold days, you can use the non-contact thermometer to see if one wall is colder than the other or the ceiling is colder. That means you've got an insulation problem where it's colder on a cold day than the other walls or ceilings.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I mean, it's just
No, yeah. There's so many uses for that. And as I said, as you said, they're not expensive. In the olden days, they used to be very expensive. I use it to check a lot of things, temperature of water in a dishwasher. If I fill it, I freeze the temperature, fresh fruit temperature. And it's part of my little tool thing. And I'm thinking one of the things that I loved about Kyle's class was all the different tools that he had to survive. I think you and I one day should put together a chest of tools for our students, something that everybody should have around the house.
Sure.
Because these things, like this, that's so important. You can literally check so many things with this temperature, non-contact temperature, that and it's fun. You know, that's the thing about this, some of our tools. They're fun to work with.
Yeah, and you know, class, believe it or not, I called a roofing manufacturer, company that manufactures shingles. And I said, so where's that chart that you have that lets me know the relative heat absorption of your different color shingles? They said, we don't have one. I said, why is that? They said, well, the lawyers won't let us have it. You know, they won't let us publish it. Can you imagine that? So what I do, you know, I want to know what's the temperature of our roof. It's 170-something degrees at times. And so when cars come up to our shop and they're different colors, I want to know, do the white ones get hotter? Does the skin of a white car get hotter than a tan car, than a gold car, than a silver car, than a green car, than a blue car, than a red car, a brown car? I want to know. Black car. Black cars get the hottest by far. And if you're wondering why your headliner is falling down, because the skin of the roof of a black car gets like 175 degrees.
Yeah.
White car might hit 150, 140. So, you know, and if you're wondering why your air conditioner is working so hard on a black car, it's because it's black and absorbs more heat than a white car. Absolutely true. So this non-contact thermometer is great. I mean, it really is. You want to know why your dogs are dancing around on the pavement? Just aim it at the pavement and you'll find out it's 135 degrees.
Well, another enjoyable spending fun of the month. I'll see you next
Monday, then. Okay? Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Same time, same station. Frank will be with us. Yeah, every Monday. Yeah. Frank, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
For having me.
Yeah.
Take care.
Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you
need. Very good. Thank you so much.
Like gas generators,
I'll see you tomorrow.
Generators run quietly,
bye-bye,
emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.